Hello again. Here we are back together on this Tuesday, March 7th. It's our 12th day of our Lenten journey. Glad you've decided to join us. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, glad you're here. Our devotion today is called Death Stinks. Get an amen on that. Death stinks. And our scripture today is taken from the Gospel of John. And this will be from chapter 11, verses 38 to 44. This is the John 11, 38 to 44, the raising of Lazarus. Probably a little bit familiar with this, but see if you pick up some new things. We're going to hear the scripture first. This is the word of God. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz today. Ever since my father died, I've really struggled with the story of Lazarus's resurrection. Since then, reading it has been especially painful because I relive the worst parts of the experience. I recognize a great deal of the account, the depth of the loss, the scalding grief, the utter desperation, the pleading prayers for a miracle, the vacancy that's left, the hopelessness that sets in afterward. I could fully inhabit that story all the way until the fourth day, when the stench of the grave gives way to the fragrant breezes outside it. That moment when Jesus calls Lazarus out, and they both defy death, and there is an unprecedented surprise party for the grieving. Then I become a jealous spectator of someone else's miracle. I'm strangely envious of this family. I didn't get the payoff of that moment. I too wanted to see the impossible, to know the knee-rocking surprise of getting someone I love who'd been taken, returned. Honestly, I didn't expect my father to come walking out of the cemetery 4 days after we buried him. And I suppose that's part of the tension. We see Jesus do something that we haven't seen him do since, and we wonder why. I imagine you know what it feels like to not get someone back, to have someone you treasured die and stay dead. Maybe you read this story, or even the story of the resurrection of Jesus, which is at the heart of the Lenten journey, the very namesake of this book. And you feel a twinge of anger because you wanted that jubilation a few days later. It would be easy to over-spiritualize a response to you, to talk about resurrection as a metaphor, or to imagine a day when we might be able to see our loved ones again in the hereafter, thereby only postponing our celebratory reunion. But that would be too easy, and it would not honor your grief. You see, outside of this one man's family, the rest of us have had to live in the loss, to mourn them and to miss them, and to know that on this side of the grave, death really stinks. And amen. May God bless your Tuesday. May God plant the words of the scripture on your heart today. And may God show you the light of meaning as you walk through your daily walk. Amen.